I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Some penalty news after Talladega. No surprise, the 78 of BJ McLeod lost a wheel during the race. His crew chief and tire changers were suspended for four races. The new car threw everyone a curve in pre-race. Almost every team failed the first round when the windshield started bowing in the heat. Teams covered the cars and sent them through with no issues the next time around. Also in the penalty box after Talladega, Denny Hamlin, after posting an apparently offensive meme directed at Kyle Larson after Sunday's race on Twitter, he trashed the post and apologized, but was directed to sensitivity training by the end of the week. NASCAR and Texas Motor Speedway announced the format for the upcoming All-Star event May 22nd. 20 drivers are eligible as race winners and 21 or 22 past champs of the All-Star event or a Cup Series champ. Anyone not eligible will have three chances during the All-Star Open. All three stage winners will transfer to the big show. Qualifying for the All-Star race will include three rounds and a final, including a head-to-head four-tire pit stop and race around to the finish line. That should be exciting to watch. The All-Star race will be broken up into four stages, three 25-lap stages, and they must perform a four-tire stop before the end of stage three. The final will be a 50-lap run of the checkers, and the winner gets a cool $1 million. NASCAR takes on the Monster Mile Dover Motor Speedway this weekend. This one-mile track has hosted NASCAR since 1969. They poured the concrete in 95, and it currently has 24 degrees of banking in the turns and 9 in the straightaways. The Xfinity teams roll on Saturday. Justin Allgaier is the only prior winner in the field, and this is the last Dash for Cash bonus race. AJ Allmendinger, Noah Grayson, Landon Cassel, and Ryan Sieg have a chance at the $100,000 bonus, and truck drivers John Hunter Nemechek, Chandler Smith, and Coscarella will run this one. Catch the A-Game 200 coverage beginning at 2 p.m. Saturday on FS1. The Cup Series Battle of Monster on Sunday. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex, and Kyle Busch lead the way here with three wins each. Defending champ of the race, Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Kurt Busch are also prior winners. Kyle Busch has the most top fives with 13. Kevin Harvick has 22 top tens, and Kyle Larson has the best average finish in the Cup Series with a 7.4. Hendrick leads Joe Gibbs 21-9, Chevy tops Ford 42-27, and Kyle Larson leads the driver ratings, followed by Harvick, Truex, Bowman, and Cole Custer. Practice and qualifying begins at 10:30 Saturday on FS1, and the Duramax Dry Dean 400 coverage begins at 2 p.m. Sunday on Fox. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, April 29th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.